From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab governments back Iran nuclear agreement but seek U.S. assurances. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday in Doha, Qatar, announced Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers backed the nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it will enhance regional security. But Mr. Kerry acknowledged the GCC that he met with sought U.S. assurances in the form of closer cooperation.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership, with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Gulf Arab states have questioned whether the Iran nuclear deal could result in an empowered Tehran that, free of crippling sanctions, could destabilize the region. Mr. Kerry's in Singapore Tuesday for talks with Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and other top officials, expected to focus on the stalled Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks. Tuesday's visit to the island state comes just days after TPP negotiations in Hawaii collapsed, in large part over disagreements among the dozen member nations over the length of patent and data protections demanded by Western pharmaceutical companies. A prominent Burundian human rights activist was shot and seriously wounded Monday by gunmen riding on motorcycles, the shooting of Pierre Claver Mbonimpa, a critic of President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial bid for a third term, follows the assassination Sunday of the president's former security chief, also a drive-by shooting. The country has been in turmoil since Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek re-election in April, sparking violent protests. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base during the past weekend. The U.S. also launched attacks against non-Islamic State forces who attacked U.S.-trained Syrian rebels fighting the IS or ISIL group. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday defended the widening U.S. role in Syria.
And we have made clear that these fighters have been trained and equipped to participate in the counter-ISIL effort. And our coalition has been involved in that train and equip effort, and our opposition will be engaged, and our coalition will be engaged in protecting their ability to take the fight to ISIL on the ground. And that means protecting them so that they can carry out that fight against ISIL.
The deepening U.S. role in Syria has been criticized by Russia's foreign minister, who called for an end to foreign intervention. Britain Monday promised new tightened immigration rules as migrants by the hundreds attempt to breach security and make their way to Britain from France through the Channel Tunnel. Greg Clark is the Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government.
So what we're saying is that we've got to crack down on those rogue landlords that exploit the immigration system by deliberately renting properties to people who don't have the right to be in this country. In future, they'll need to check whether someone is able to reside in this country, and if they willfully flout those rules, then it will be a criminal offence.
Meanwhile, Channel Tunnel security is being beefed up on both sides of the border. France is also calling on Britain to provide more help in dismantling illegal immigration networks. French police have detained the chief of staff of Gabon's president, Ali Bongo, part of an investigation into corruption of a foreign public official. Mixand Akro Mbesi was about to board a plane back to the capital, Libreville. Gabon denounced the arrest as deplorable. The French press agency says the arrest is part of a probe by Paris prosecutors into the awarding of a contract in Gabon to a French military uniforms manufacturer. Human Rights Watch has called on the International Criminal Court to widen its investigation into the election violence in Ivory Coast in 2010 and 2011 to include implicating supporters of President Alassane Ouattara. Since 2011, the ICC has only charged former President Laurent Gbagbo and his supporters with crimes and violence that left some 3,000 dead. Gbagbo currently in custody at The Hague. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in weeks, losing nearly a quarter in the opening moments of trading, but later recovering some lost ground. The Caribbean U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico has confirmed it failed to make a nearly $60 million debt payment due Saturday, a move that amounted to a default for the first time in its 117 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.